But really, frankly, we have never seen each other. Did you know that? We have never seen one another. You hear something speaking out of a body here that impersonates whatever's on the inside. So then when we talk to each other, we're really not talking to the body. It's the spirit inside, but the body is the thing that identifies the spirit that's on the inside. And therefore, when we speak to each other, we are quickly can understand right away whether we are Christians or not, because there's a fellowship in the spirit that we talk from. You see, that it vibrates to one another that whether we are Christians or not. Therefore, we have never seen each other. Jesus, no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him. See, in other words, God was identified. The person of God was identified in the body, the Lord Jesus Christ. So he was the expressed image of God, or God expressed himself through an image, through an image man. God expressed himself to us, and he was God. Not a third person or second person. He was the person God. He was God himself identifying himself so we could feel him. 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, that's argument, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested or made known in the flesh. Isn't that wonderful? God, and we could never understand God as he moved through a pillar of fire and so forth as he did, but we understood him when he became one of us, see, when he became man. Now he could talk to us, and we could feel him, handle him, touch him, and everything, and as the scripture plainly says, that we have handled God, see, with our hands, touched him with our hands. God.